He said, okay. You took on the belief that your parents had. Because deep down inside of them was the same place. And you just picked it up psychically, which is what you do when you're a kid. Say, okay, I'll adopt that because that's the only option I see here. Both my mother, my father, you know, my older brother, my older, my aunts and uncles, they all have it too. It must be true. I'm going to take this belief on. I have to use this belief right now because I don't see what else to do. And you chose it. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, knowing that, feeling that, all of you, just notice how different you feel about the future now. Now, look, how do you feel now about relationships? Just from this now, this shift. Because you've done a little bit of a shift here.
Well, I feel a little bit more hopeful about things.
There you go.
Yeah.
You have to have hope, otherwise you don't go forward anywhere.
Yeah. I like what you said about the compensation thing because obviously, you know, my successes and my great things that have happened in my life have been, you know, from compensation to try to cover up this mm-hmm. shame point.
Mm-hmm. Some great things have been accomplished on the planet as a compensation, as a redemption.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not lasting in a way.
Right. They did fall apart.
They will fall apart, yes.
Because they weren't based mm-hmm. on a solid foundation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, what belief is going to win out? The core belief.
Right.
That's the ultimate winner of any pattern, of any circumstance, is going to be that core belief. And if you don't get rid of that core belief, if you don't realign automatically in your subconscious and unconscious mind that you are worthy, you are lovable, you have value, you're intrinsically divine by your very nature, until you get that belief, your self-image can't go anywhere, and your reality can't either. It can't sustain. You will always continue to go back into the pattern where that comes up as your wall again. As soon as you begin to grow, bang, up against the same wall. It may look a little different, have a different form, be covered in different clothes, in different circumstances, but it'll be the same limitation. But what if you didn't have that now? Think about it, all of you. What if you didn't have that old core belief anymore about your unworthiness and lack of value? What if it just wasn't even there? And what you know as a divine being a spark of light, was your automatic, was your core. Just in your mind's eye, shift them, exchange them, take the old one out, put the new one in. Now, what would that feel like? Now, it's not that, may not be easy for you to kind of do that and really feel the difference. But if you practice it a little bit, it'll be amazing how you start to feel a very strong shift in you. For many of you, it'll be a strong shift in your solar plexus. You'll feel something change in your stomach and abdominal area.
It definitely feels much lighter and more expansive.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have more space now. From that core, new core, you have more freedom, more possibility and potentiality. And if you're willing to make positive alignments and sub-choices and attitudes and orientations and storylines attached to that new core, if you're willing to do it, and it's just being present and building it, if you're willing to do that, willing to be present, willing to be aware, willing to build on that, you can see how your whole reality is a totally different reality.
Wonderful.
Right?
Wonderful, yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Very.
And all of you can be free. You want to live as free beings. What does that mean? Is that the limitations of your beliefs are beyond your playground. That wherever you are, you're not being limited by them. They're there because there's always boundaries. As long as you're in physical body, you're going to be in boundaries. That's the way it works. But the boundaries are going to be there, but they're not going to be limits. And as you grow freely, you grow and have a wonderful time, grow, you're going to bump. Someday you're going to bump up against that. And you have to go to another level of knowing of your divine nature. You see? And then that will retranslate into of a more expanded belief and more expanded self-image and much more glorious light-filled reality. That's a process you're on anyway. But we thought, why not just go down to the core and do some work there? Because what you've been doing in all your processing has been doing all the contextual sub-beliefs and all the sub-routines and all that kind of stuff that are attached to it. But you have a tendency not to give away that little core piece. Because you learned as a child, as your identification, that this was you. And that made sense out of your life. In a warped and twisted way, but you didn't know that then. You had nothing to compare it to. You thought, well, this is just the way it is, and this is what I got to do. All right, thank you for that question. Very good. All right, who's next?
Yes, we'll get the mic. Yeah, just pass the mic over there, please.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I've been the belief police for a long time for myself. But I really feel that there's now something in the unconscious, and is it necessary to really know what it is to dissolve it, or can we just work with our higher self and go in there and get at it? How do we get to the beliefs we don't really know that are hidden?
All right. Well, actually, you don't really have to know them.
Okay.
You don't have to delineate them. If they're in the unconscious, which is what you're feeling, is that there's some kind of presence, almost like it's external right now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the unconscious showing up. What the unconscious will reflect is reflecting the core belief and it's all its minions, all its context, its storyline and everything. And evidently you've grown so much that now you're at the border now and you're banging up against the wall.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
Right.
I had a health challenge, and I looked at my belief about what if I could cure myself, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean.
So you expanded your belief.
Yes.
And boom, you were able to make it. Now you're thinking, okay, I want to do that again.
Yeah.
No, see, that's linear.
Oh, okay.
Now I suddenly got caught into the linear thing. As soon as you do something that's repetitious, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, oh, I did this little pattern and it worked. So now I'm going to find the next belief and I'm going to bust that one and then I'm going to heal that. And then I'm going to find the next belief and then I'm going to bust that and heal that.
Okay.
And even now that is started, it will be a limitation for you.
So,
see the little emphasis.
So it's not necessary.
And emphasis from, for those of you listening on audio file, someone just dropped the toilet seat in the bathroom.
Which is where the belief should go.
Where's the belief? Yes. It's the shit house, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I understand that. So
right.
I'm going to work this.
So the thing is that what you want to do is go directly to the unconscious. Don't try to analyze.
Okay.
Now, analysis has worked really well for you in the past.
Yes.
You've done wonderful things. That was your, you know, belief police phase.
Yeah.
All right? Was analyzing, figuring it out. I got it. I figured it out. Okay, write it down. All right, I've got it. Nailed it. Ha ha. Okay, now I can change it. Yeah, you can. But you have to realize that's just one of the minions. That's just one of the little attendant beliefs. That's just a sub-belief. That's just a little contextual thing.
So just choose.
So what you want to do is to go to your knowing.
Yeah, okay.
Because the knowing is the part of your unconscious mind that is much greater than you have any idea. so far beyond anything that you can analyze, tag, or figure out. Okay, you can figure out a lot of your subconscious mind. That's what you were doing. But unconscious mind, you don't figure it out. In a sense, in unconscious mind, you have to step into your knowing. In order to step into your knowing of the unconscious mind, you must lift your self-image up. You must acknowledge some of your divinity. And that requires the core belief, the shame core belief. Whatever's left of that's got to go now, so that you can access your unconscious. And it's going to be a different process. See, what's going to happen instead is that you're going to go down to the unconscious and say, feel where the limitation is. Feel where the judgment is. Feel where the tightness is in your psyche. The judgment against you, the restriction, the boundary that became a limit and became a prison for you.
I think mine was not good enough.
That's the young adult outcome.
I see.
Okay. Of the child's shame, what we call it, maybe nailing it in. You know, that core belief, one of the minions is, I'm never good enough. I never do it good enough. And that's when you are in your 20s and you install your slave driver, your internal slave driver. I'm never good enough, so I'm going to have to get on my own case. I'm going to have to kick my own ass. I'm going to have to crack the whip over me, and I've got to motivate myself so I can be good enough and redeem myself eventually and have the success. You see?
What's the core of that then?
Right back to childhood, the shame. That's the core. The shame is the core. That's the core, what you might say, limiting belief. Now, you may have eliminated lots and lots and lots of shame. So in your daily life, you don't feel much shame at all. You feel pretty good about yourself. Yeah. But when you come up to an unconscious limit, you have to go deep into the unconscious, and then you go right back there and say, oh, here's a piece I didn't get. So you do it again. Don't ever think that growth ends. Okay, so you got rid of a piece. So you got rid of your shame. But you're continuously expanding into greater dimensions of yourself. And every time you expand into new territory, you're expanding into territory, consciousness territory, psychic territory, that was previously held captive by your shame. So whenever you feel that limitation, it means you have to go back to the core, clear, so that that can expand now. And so you're free again. When you work with the unconscious, that's what you have to do. You have to know more of who you are. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, when you're working with subconscious, which is what you have been doing, and which is really a great deal of work because you've been learning how to make the subconscious conscious. This is phenomenal work. It was not done before. This is something new that you and your group of light beings came onto the planet to do, is to make the subconscious conscious. You understand? And the subconscious is like, I want to find all those little beliefs, all those little patterns, all those little storyline pieces, and I'm going to be able to free every individual one of them. And I can change every individual one of them. But when you get down to the unconscious, you're dealing with lifetimes. You're dealing with your whole lifetime issue, your core issue of the whole life. You see, it doesn't change. And so as you expand, you have to go down and take up another piece. And then you expand more, and then when you hit another wall, you have to go down and take up another piece, and you expand more. What you're doing is you're not only expanding your own self, your own consciousness, and coming to a closure of birth and death, and beginning to transcend duality in this whole process, and learning how to create, but you're also changing in your world. You're changing the whole consensus, mainstream reality. And you as a group of light workers who are here on the planet to create the great shift are just beginning to get into unconscious work. Just beginning. And that's part of why we're bringing it up, because you're in the early phases of it. And you're not as familiar with how to work with the unconscious mind as you are with the subconscious mind. Because, frankly, the unconscious mind is unconscious. The only way you feel the unconscious, or the sense the unconscious, or explore the unconscious, is through this kind of sensing that you are getting, that there's something bigger than you. It's almost like your whole environment, your whole reality. Something is up, and you can feel it. It almost feels like it's outside of you, because that's the way you've always seen the manifestation of unconscious mind. It's always through physical things happening in your reality, external things. So that's how you sense it, and you start sensing it. You start feeling it, and you feel a great presence. You start feeling your soul. You feel more depth. You feel more expanse. You feel something that transcends time and space. You feel something huge. Because the unconscious mind goes with other lifetimes too. It's not just this lifetime. The subconscious, just this lifetime, okay? The unconscious, all your lifetimes. So there's a greater you that's accessed through the unconscious. So you have to go to a deeper core or a greater peace. And we'd say that this shame piece is the same core for everybody. And probably all your lifetimes had it. But this is the lifetime you're dedicated to healing. So this is the lifetime you're going to bust it. But you have to do it over and over. It doesn't mean that you made a mistake. It only means that you're just going to another level. Another level of freedom. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
All right, very good. We feel that there's one more, though.
you and I have it out again, huh?
All right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
There's half an hour left.
All right, then. What we'd like to do is we'd like to do 10 minutes on a question and 20 minutes on a meditation.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, give it to Sari.
Thank you. Hi. Mm-hmm. you said earlier in the talk that when you have grown and you've gotten past a certain state, then it becomes a gift of healing that you can give to the whole world.
Yes.
So I have my beliefs banging up this idea that other people's beliefs, other people have all their beliefs and they don't want to be challenged. And it's very hard to pass on the gift. And one example of this that I remember from a long time ago is there used to be an advice column in a newspaper that I was reading at that time, and she was very good. I thought she was very insightful. People would write in with their problems, and then at one point she wrote a letter in the column, and she said, "This is my last time I'm going to write because I've been telling you this advice forever and you don't listen and you don't do it anyway, so what's the point of my keeping on doing this?" She was a psychotherapist in private practice, and she just got fed up. Okay. I have, just in the past week or so, I think I got inside what psychotherapists, what psychics, what religious people have told me for years, is that I am perfectly normal and that people who were in my life had some psychological problems and that it's them and not me, although you say it's me and not them. All my life I've assumed it was me and not them, but in some cases it's really them and not me. The thing is that I have a belief that I can't deal with it. I can't deal with them. I can't get through. That's where I bang up against the wall.
That you can't give them your gift.
I can't.
They refuse your gift.
Right. They refuse.
Stubborn. The stubborn asses.
And I can't get through to them. They look at me like I'm from another planet. Maybe I am.
Well, yeah, you are, but that's irrelevant. Okay. Now, what you've just described, and thank you for this delicious question, right? What you described is part of your compensation, okay, that is coming up for review and elimination, right? The compensation was, the first compensation was there's something wrong with you. And you couldn't give them the gift because you weren't good enough or you didn't know how good enough or something like that. Then the compensation moved, well, it's their fault because they're refusing something that's obviously so great and so good, and it's keeping you from being able to give it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying right? It's their fault, but it's their... But they can't see, tune in.
But they, yeah. Well, yeah, but that's actually the same thing as saying that they are resisting me, and therefore I can't do what I want to do because they're resisting me. It's the that I can't do it. The blame of why I cannot do what I do is because of them. That they're refusing me, they're rejecting me, they're pushing me away, they're separating from me. All right. So that is the second level of compensation. Okay?
Or that I'm invisible.
You're not invisible. No, they don't see you as invisible. No. Mm-hmm. They may push you away. They may run away run the other way as soon as they see you. It's not because you're invisible. Okay? It's because the way they perceive you and the way you think that you need to get across to them is attached to a belief that you've had built on these compensations. So you've gotten lost in a kind of a mixture of different beliefs and so forth that are in kind of conflict with each other. Now, you're not going to be able to go through that and sort all of that out, okay? Because you've come to a place to where you're hitting the unconscious. You're hitting the consensus reality, and you're seeing these people as personifying it. Personifying the great belief in the sky, you know, the great over belief, the uber belief, you know, the whole cultural consensus, the world belief, humanity's belief. In a sense, now you're sort of looking at that and saying, "Whoa, that's really big." And so, where do I fit in? And how can I get through that? How can I change that? Because you're wanting to change it, yes? Okay. And you have your reasons for wanting to change it. Not just so that you can give, but you want to receive something too. And you're not receiving. And so some of that makes you a little pissed off too. Okay? What? I'm not receiving attention from them. I'm not receiving from them. I want to give to them. Why can't they see that and receive from me and then give back to me? Why isn't that working? The giving and receiving. Why isn't it working? Because you're working at a huge consensus level. It's like almost like it's not you against these people or you up against their beliefs or up against their resistances or their ignorance or and all those judgments that are kind of implied in there, that they're like the walking numb, the walking, you know, wounded, they're totally oblivious to the spiritual path, blah blah blah. There's a lot of negative beliefs there, and negative beliefs at them, and negative beliefs at you. So cut through all that crap, because it's too complicated to untangle. And you've been trying to, and getting yourself lost, dear one. You got to scratching your head, like, where do I go now, right? Oh, gosh, what do I do now? I feel totally handicapped. What's going on? Use this as the opportunity to go into the unconscious. And change that one, and then start on a day-to-day level in living your life, reminding yourself who you are, expanding your self-image, and not giving a hoot what they think about you. Don't care at all. Not to be angry and push them away. It's just not important. All that's important is what you feel about you and what you know in you. That's it. What you know in you. And you know a lot if you'll go there, but you get distracted by other people. You understand what we're saying?
Yes. I've asked you similar questions in the past, and you told me not to give a hoot.
That's right. But you do. You keep thinking, I've got to get it across to them. I've got to reach them. I've got to shake some sense into them. Do you know that they're perceiving that as judgment? Look, I'm better than you, and I'm telling you what's right. And you should stop being wrong and pay attention to what I'm saying and be right like me. And that's how they're interpreting it. It may not be what you think you're sending. But that's why we're saying it's very entangled in there. But you're very keen about what they think about you and how they're responding to you.
Well, then I don't give a gift. I just stay enclosed in my own little...
No, that's not the option. You see, now you're making an extreme. You're taking a black and white reality. You don't polarize anything. What you're doing instead is that you're not trying to change anybody. Nothing.
No,
you don't do anything like that. What you do, though, is that you radiate your truth, your love. And you just, that's all you do is radiate your love with no judgment in there implied anywhere, no sense of separation anywhere in there. You just radiate your knowing that you're a divine being. And when they do their little dance, you just kind of chuckle. You know, and you love them anyway. You don't react to them. Because if they see you react, you know, they're going to do more of it, or they're going to run away, or whatever their trip is. But what your job here is just to hold your light, your resonance, and radiate it. Now, yeah, we have spoken about this to you before. But today we're going to go down into the unconscious, into your unconscious, the place where you really thought initially you weren't worthy of having them receive from you, and then secondly, where they weren't worthy of receiving from you. And where they weren't good enough. See, you have where you weren't good enough, and then you have now where they aren't good enough. And it's all just like, you know, a little haze around the core that we're going to go into. You understand?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And thank you for that. We knew that there was another piece we needed to put into the puzzle, and thank you for providing it, all right? Okay, so let us now then. That was exactly 10 minutes. Yay, us. All right. So now we have another challenge. We have 30 minutes now. And so we ask, what?
20
minutes. Yes, 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes now. And so we ask that you get yourself quiet. Let yourself be quiet. Let yourself close your eyes and draw the curtain of privacy around you. Breathing very, very gently so that no one even hears you breathe. So gentle, so quiet. And any noises that you should hear in your environment will only serve to bring you deeper into relaxation and quiet. You are safe, dear ones. You are safe. We love you, and our vortex is here for you. You are surrounded by those who love you. Indeed, we have called them to be present. To be present and witness a healing, a release, into freedom. A new level of knowing established in your daily life. Yes, let yourself float now in your center, going within to that point of consciousness that you are. To the center of your consciousness. Going to that center. Floating in a sky filled with stars. Many stars, hundreds, perhaps thousands of stars, glorious like the Milky Way. And each one of those little particles of light, twinkling stars that you see, are beloved friends who have come to be with you. Sending you their love, their light, their support, their joy, their encouragement, that every little ray of hope that you have, every little piece of knowing inside you, can be amplified into a glorious life. So letting yourself now receive the love of these lights, of these beings of light. Let each one of them send you a beam of light. So hundreds, thousands of beams of light, let them come and converge upon you. And fill up your aura, fill up your energy body. And let yourself feel a little tingle of light throughout every cell. Let every cell drink in some light, a light of support, a light of love. And whatever is not of this light, whatever is limiting in you, that still lies anchored deep down in your unconscious mind, is going to be revealed now, because it cannot stay in the witness of love. So let yourself descend. Just imagine there is really no ascent or descent, no up, no down, no in, no out. So there's an illusion. So in your illusion, imagine yourself descending now. Descending from your conscious mind into your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind filled with chatter of patterns old, of everyone you've known, of what everyone has said about you when you were a child. Their reactions to you as a teenager. Their reactions to you as you became an adult. Your compensation strategies as they responded to them. As you lived your life and built your storyline, built your life, created all sorts of issues and then worked through them. Went through your ups and your downs. You patterned all sorts of beliefs, little beliefs, daily beliefs, limiting beliefs, ideas about how things are, how things work out, causes and effects, how everything's connected to cause and effect. That's to blame, or at least that's where it was originated, that's where it was caused, and this is why, and this explains this, and I can figure it out this way. And that's why this, and this is where it's going, because I'm extending this linear pathway into the future to find my natural extension. And here's my history, and thinking that this is, that I now is the, I am the culmination of this history of me has produced me. The me I am now is this me from the past. It has shaped me. It has formed me. I can't help it. This is the way I am because of what they all thought and what they believed and what they gave me and what I had available. And here's my storyline And I can see the future and I can see the past in my storyline. This is just what's natural for me. Let yourself sink now a little deeper and let it go. It's all illusion. Let it all just fade as you go deeper now. Go deeper, deeper, deeper. All that yada yada, all those little patterns, all those little causes and effects. What is, what's true, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Let it all go. Let it all go. All the judgments go. Let it all dissolve. Just let it go. Drop down deeper, deeper now. It's all just icing on the cake. Let's get to the cake. Deeper into the unconscious mind. And this is a void now. You enter a void. The subconscious, the ego, they're going to try to get the mind in there to talk to you and put chatter in there. But the unconscious is very quiet. So let yourself tune into the part of you. Tune into the quiet part. The deep part. The deep soul part. The essence of you. Deep, deep down into the essence of you. Into the essence of your nature. Into your essence of your being. Just kind of a sense of it. That there's something pivotal there. Something that defined you there. Something that put boundaries together for you down there. That in a sense could explain everything that's happened in your physical life since. Right there, down deep in the unconscious. In the void, in the depths, in the deep, deeper into the deep. And know that we are with you. We, part of those wonderful thousands of lights who love you and are giving you energy, giving you love, and it has not stopped, are protecting you. Because the unconscious can be scary. It can be unknown. It can feel alien. It's not the usual chit-chat that the patterns that you see in your daily life that are you're so familiar with. They're deeper, slower cycles of you down in here. Just feel the stillness is here. The quiet is here. You may not feel physically still or quiet, but let your psyche tune in to the essence of stillness, the essence of quiet. This is the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind holds all your imprints, the deep cores of all your lifetimes. The deep cores, the deepest of all the beliefs, the inner circle perhaps that surrounds the core of the core. It holds all the beliefs that were required for you to be physical, that holds the physical reality currently in place. Everything that you think is written in stone, the forces of nature, everything that works accordingly to the principles of creation, your body, its metabolism, everything is governed here in this depth. And you don't see the patterns, but you feel and sense the best you can. The overview, the grand perspective, the essence, the great foundation, the template of you. When you chose to become physical, in your concept, it would have been long ago, and you chose to descend into physical form. When you moved through this area, you set up all the functioning of physical reality. It's huge. Your consensus is here. Your the mainstream belief is here. Every single possibility, infinite as they are here. And let yourself be drawn and attracted to a place within you that feels limited, restricted, because the unconscious mind is huge, unlimited, seemingly infinite of space. But you are drawn to a dark, tight, small, perhaps even painful, limiting place. A really narrow, tiny, defining prison. Be attracted to it by your curiosity, by your intention to heal. Seek it, find it, go deeper into it. Find yourself shrinking now. Find yourself getting smaller and smaller. Perhaps you're feeling more like a child. You remember when you were a child and the world was so big and you were so small? That kind of feeling. Now, sense yourself entering what seems to be a box, a small little box. And while you're a consciousness, a point of light, and therefore you don't really have a body at this time, imagine that you're having to fit your body tightly into this little box, jamming it in, jamming yourself into this box. It's so tight. You're all doubled up, twisted around to fit into it, and you hear the lid slam down shut on you. Bang! And you're trapped in this tiny space. And it begins to get smaller, this box. It begins to shrink. And you, your body begins to shrink too. Still tight in it, getting shrinking down, down, down. Smaller, smaller, smaller. Until you're almost just a point. And when you're at this place, realize this is a place you went to somewhere in your life, in this lifetime you've been there. A place of utter separation. It's as if nobody knows you're here. Nobody knows where you are, how to get you out. You can't call anyone. No one's listening. You're alone. You're isolated. God has abandoned you. All the divine has abandoned you. In this tight little place, you can't see the points of light anymore. You can't feel the love anymore. All of a sudden, you're just in this teeny tiny place where you are nothing or less than nothing. Where you are wrong. Yes, you've been there, a place where you are wrong. And because you're wrong, you've been mistreated, you've been hurt, you've been damaged, you've been limited, you've been restrained, restricted, imprisoned in your life. You've been disappointed, disillusioned, devastated. You've been abandoned, destroyed, crushed. And this is the point where you made that decision. You chose a belief because you had no other option. You chose that it must be because something was wrong with you. Feel it. That old awareness, that old perception, that something was wrong with you, that you were not worthy. You just didn't fit. You didn't work right. You weren't good enough. You weren't okay. You were bad. You were stupid. You were inadequate. You were weak. You were unworthy. You were assuming these judgments of yourself. This is the point where you took them on and decided they were true. Because that's what explained everything in your life. That is what explained why you hurt, why you were punished, why you were limited. It must be because you were wrong. You may have been here before consciously to do work for yourself. So let yourself go deeper, deeper into it, that you were more than just wrong. You were bad. You were God's mistake. You were terminally flawed. God doesn't like you. God has thrown you into this hell, into this prison, because you had no value. You were unworthy. You're not worth loving. You're not capable of in creating love for yourself. You're not lovable. You're bad. You're wrong. You're evil. You're anti-Christ. You're the bad angel. You've fallen from grace. There's no hope at redemption. This is it. And now, once you feel this, own that this is the choice that you did make. And recognize that this was the belief you thought settled everything. And that if you could only redeem yourself, if there was some way you could somehow make it up to others, to God, or whomever, you would be released from your jail, from your prison. There is a spark of hope, but nothing more. Let yourself feel this place and realize that was your choice of belief. It was a choice you picked up from your parents, who picked it up from their parents, all the way back. You inherited it. You chose something that you just were given. And you were given it in the unconscious mind through your culture, through your parents, through implications, through the responses from others. And this is what was the only thing that made sense because you didn't have any alternative. It is a belief. Now see it as a belief, just as a belief alone. It's only a belief. It's a belief you picked up. Yes, you chose it. You were not powerless in choosing this. You just didn't have other options, that's all. But you did choose it. So now choose. Now, dear one, choose. Choose to see this as a belief, and as a belief, nothing final about it, nothing real about it, a belief that is an illusion, as all beliefs are. Feel the illusion. It is an illusion. It's just a belief. Put it on the level of just believing, well, it might rain today or may not. The sun might shine. The fog might come in. Put it on that level of belief. Oh, possibility. I believe it could happen. I believe it is. Maybe this is a possibility. Yeah. Feel it that way now. Feel that you're all bad and wrong and terrible, because that's just a possibility. And feel yourself just expanding a little bit. Feel the prison letting loose just a teensy bit. And now just a little more. Let this belief just kind of be an illusion. It's just a belief. It's just an idea I chose. It's an illusion. And an illusion can fade. It's not really always true. This may not be right at all. Let your prison just expand a little more, and now you feel like your body, all so cramped up and twisted, is kind of starting to untwist. Ah, you're starting to get a little space. And then the lid on top of your box, on top of your prison, opens up. You hear, it's like a key gets put in there, click, 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 and a little door opens up, and you look up. And you see light above you, lots of sparkles of stars. We're right there looking down at you. We're looking into your box. And we love you. And the divine loves you. We've come to be the messenger of the divine. You are loved. There is another option. There's another choice you can make for belief. In order to make that belief, that new belief, that new choice, feel, sense, as we send you this love, sense what you know. Sense what you know to be true. What you know. And what you know is that you're bigger than this prison, than this box. You know somewhere on some level, and feel that knowing. Get in touch with that knowing that you are a conscious being. You are made of light somehow. This light, this substance, which has enabled you to live your life, is indicative that you are divine by your nature. You're a powerful reality creator, and because you chose the limitation, you've created a reality around it. And now that you let that belief go, you can also let the belief that all the other beliefs in the subconscious, all those little beliefs in there, can go too. And maybe you're bigger than all of that. Maybe you're a big light. Maybe you're a big, beautiful light. Sense what you know of this. And what you don't know, choose. Choose to believe that which you don't know of your divinity. But if you will sense your knowing, you will find it there. And you straighten yourself out, and your box gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The door above you gets bigger and bigger, and the light shining in is brighter and brighter. And you start to be able to take a deep breath, and you start to feel more alive. It's like sensation is coming back to your body. Sensation is coming back to you. Oh, yeah, I can stand up now. I can move around. I can flow energy. Oh, this is feeling really good. And the walls of the box are further, further, further away. And then we just take off the top, reach down with light, and you reach up and we just pull you out. Just let yourself lift up now. Lift up out of the box entirely. And as you lift up out of the box, as you transcend the box, as you lift beyond the box, your light spreads to every corner of the universe. All of a sudden, you're 200 feet tall, filled with bright light, and it goes and travels all the way through the universe instantly. We say, welcome. You are a light being, a powerful reality creator, a majestic divine essence who has chosen to be physical, to learn to create. And now choose your choices. Make your decisions. We have a vortex going. Choose that shame, that pain, that limitation be dissolved. And let it go out the vortex. Let us help you pull it out of the vortex now, so that that point in space, in the unconscious, dissolves, disappears, vanishes. At the count of three, we're going to pull it out of you, and it's going to go spinning out of the vortex. One, two, and three. Dissolving out. There it goes. There it goes. And now, it's gone. Feel the space. Feel the light. There's no darkness. Feel it's all light now. Feel the expansion. You're expanding to fill your universe now. It's like every cell is taking in the light and expanding, expanding, expanding. You're becoming God, Goddess, all that is yourself. You're all that is, expanding to fill the whole creation. And so now what do you want in this one life that you've chosen to experience? This particular lifetime. Where do you want to go? What do you want in it? The love, the money, the success, the health, the fun, the adventure, the liveliness, the enthusiasm, the creativity and passion, the loving, touching and healing, the imagination, the knowing of yourself, the knowing of divine ecstasy and bliss and the connection with the oneness. Yes. Yes and yes. Intend now. Intend it. Intend it at the count of three. We're going to broadcast it with you. With you. We will work with you and broadcast it around your universe, around your world, around your reality. One. Feeling it. Oh, the magnificence of it. Oh, the glory of it. Oh, the absolute joyous celebration of it. So much, so much, so much. Oh, it's so fantastic. It's so much. It's so bright. It's so much love. So much freedom. So much love and freedom. So much power and strength and glory. And so safe and trusting of the divine loving you. One, two, and three. Let it go. Let it all go. Don't hold on. Let it go. Sending it into your reality now. And whatever you've put aside for blessing or charging, this whole vibration is getting into, installed into. If you don't have anything for special blessing, feel it installed anyway. somewhere in your environment, in some object. You'll find it. Perhaps in your bedroom. Perhaps in your living room. There'll be an object that will shine. We've put a message in there for you. And now let us install it in your heart. You are divine. Know that you're divine. Just pretend. Imagine that you know that you're divine. Imagine you're going to live your life as this person, as this identity, your expanded self-image now. How it's expanded when you expand the belief. The program's out there now, and your reality is working. Don't think about it for a while. Give yourself a little break, a couple of hours at least, before you think about it again. Let it get out there and soak and infuse your reality everywhere. All right. Know that it's happening. Know that it's working. We're helping you. And we can continue to help you all the way through tonight to tomorrow morning. Just let us help you. Let us infuse you. You're divine. A new life awaits. Bring yourself back to body consciousness very gently and very, very gently opening your eyes. Taking a little breath, getting yourself reoriented to the physical. Perhaps touching your body, just kind of patting your leg or rubbing or your arm or something. Just getting in touch with you. Back in your boundaries, physical boundaries. Your soul, your spirit don't know these boundaries. It's been a pleasure working with you and seeing you change, seeing you lift, free yourself. It's been a pleasure juicing you up and giving you some light and love, and know that those beams of light from all those stars are still sending you love. And if you could be quiet right now, please. Just stay quiet. Just know that that love is still with you. That love is with you eternally. And it is you. We surround you with our light, and as always, our love. Farewell.